Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. My name is Paul Nichols. I'm the investor coach, principal and founder of Financial Abundance, and host of It's Your Money, the radio show that later became a podcast, a regular podcast, that is designed to pull back the curtain on the financial services industry and expose the truth about money and investing. We believe you don't need to know everything, just a few right things when it comes to investing, and that education leads to clarity, and only with clarity can one ever establish enough confidence to obtain peace of mind as it relates to investments. And of course, the timely news of the day would have a lot of us worried and panicked based on what's going on over in Europe, which is certainly out of the ordinary. And as such, people reacting accordingly, because it is a little different, although it still boils down to some basic fundamentals and how money works. So what I'd like to do today is just take a few minutes and go through a market update, get you up to date as it relates to where we are here in 2016. We're through 6 months of business just about, coming up on the end of the second quarter. I have a market update as of June 24th. It's Monday. Business closed Friday, so this would be at the end of the day when the UK pulled away from the European Union. And I'll spend just a couple minutes on that as well. Not so much to explain all the intricacies. I'm sure you've heard enough of that if you're following any kind of news at all, but more what is the common sense approach? Let's call it the Will Rogers view, if you will, of exactly what all that means to the American investor. Let's start with the market update, make it sweet and simple. I have a two-month comparison. We grabbed April 4th, and we're comparing it to June 24th. So as of June 24th, let me run down the areas. Now, the idea here of the market update, if you're a new listener, is it's designed to give people a well-rounded view of what the global marketplace looks like. Because from an academic perspective, when it comes to investing, the science of the last 50 years, the theoretical, and then now we can say proven empirical research certainly supports a very specific way of investing. And it boils down in very simple terms to three rules: own equities, diversify, rebalance. Now, a little deeper, we understand where risk premiums come from and so on and so forth. But the concept of investing as a simple view or a picture would be the idea of dissimilar price movement, that is, umbrellas and suntan lotion. If you owned umbrellas, it doesn't always rain. If you own suntan lotion company, of course the sun doesn't always shine. But by owning two fairly volatile companies unto themselves, because their volatility has a dissimilar fashion, then we can get a higher return and lower the volatility. That's where risk premium comes in. With that in mind, the market update is designed to give us a picture of how the market's performing, because the idea is we're in all of it. You want to be in all the asset classes, all 45 countries, emerging and international markets. You want to be in roughly 15,000 plus individual companies globally, because we all get a market return at the end of the year, and we're all in the same market. The market has a two-thirds bias. Two out of every 3 years is up, one out of every 3 years is down. We never know which year is going to be which, which does create a little bit of uncertainty. But not when you understand the basics of investing. So the reason we do the market update, ladies and gentlemen, is to give you a well-rounded view of where we are globally. So as of June 24th, here in the U.S., we'll start with looking at the Russell 2500 Index, which is a fair picture of small to mid-sized companies. And year-to-date, we're up about 1.5%. Now, by comparison, it was negative last time in April that we did a market update, and yes, I realize it's been that long since I've done one. It's a never-ending battle to sit down and produce content and more media, but I am working on it. Now, let's move on to the Russell 2000. That would be predominantly small and micro-sized companies, and it's right about even for the year. It was negative 2 last time a couple months ago. And the Russell 1000, this is large value companies, not growth, but value. It's up 3%, about double what it was in April. And then we get into the Russell 2000, which is small value, not small growth, but small value companies. And you can check out other podcasts or our website, faicoach.com, to learn the difference between value and growth companies. But the small value is up about 4%. Again, that's up higher than a couple months ago. The S&P is the only area that's gone down, really, in the U.S. So far. Most of it's positive in the U.S. It's slightly down about a third of a point. It was up about a point a couple months ago. So really, at this juncture, the U.S. has not been affected, and this is the idea of dissimilar price movement. You know, think of the U.S. today as umbrellas and the European Union as suntan lotion. So let's go on to the European, not only European, I'm sorry, but the international area as a whole. Because predominantly year-to-date for 2016, the U.S. is up. Not a whole lot, but it's up. When we get into international, it's a little different story. But surprisingly, not too different than it was just a couple months ago. We look at the Morgan Stanley Capital International World Index. This is a free-floating adjusted capitalized weighted index that's designed to measure developed markets. These would be Australia, let me look at European, France, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Netherlands, Portugal, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, and UK. And it's down negative 7% year-to-date 2016. Which to me is not a Magilla Gorilla, because it was down 4% a couple months ago, and the day before it took this rock, this swan dive on Friday, if you will, it was up a few points the day before. So it's not nearly as impactful as the news might make it sound, but it's still a negative, and none of us want to see that. But you never know what's going to be up. This is the idea of owning equities, diversifying, and rebalancing. Let's look at emerging markets, a little different picture. Emerging markets is quite a different picture, actually. It's positive. So when we look at the emerging markets, Morgan Stanley Capital International, what we find is Argentina, Chile, Hungary, Mexico, Peru, Philippines, etc. And it's up 1.5% for the year. So it's actually positive. But when we go into the overall Morgan Stanley, Europe, Australia, Far East, and we look at kind of that whole part of the Pacific Rim, Europe, then what we have overall is a negative 8.5% compared to about 5% negative a couple months ago. So overall, ladies and gentlemen, I don't see the market being that dramatically affected by comparison. If you listen to the news, you would think it would be quite a different picture. But one of the things I think is important to understand about this and why the markets have reacted, and I think this is the Will Rogers common sense approach to this. Ladies and gentlemen, the European Union is made up of 28 member states that approximately represents 500 million people, the population. Now, when we see a country like the UK that's pulled away from that group, there's a lot of companies that have multinational ties. And so if you were a company doing business in the UK or had pieces in the UK or employees in the UK or certain aspects of your business were in the UK, well, because they're pulling away and saying, hey, we want to be a sovereign nation, we don't want to be part of that, well, there's pros and cons. There's going to be some ripple effects for businesses. And if you're a business owner, you're going to make a couple adjustments. You're going to say, okay, well, let's pull back some cash here. Let's slow down on capital expenditures and building over here. Let's move a little money here. Let's pull this back. It's a minor transition. Now, in the long haul, when we look at how productive UK is, I mean, UK is not a massive, massive part of the overall world's capitalization, but it is about 6% compared to 52% in the United States. But what we're also going to see, besides these companies that are adjusting, they're going to see less regulation, a more competitive environment. So you're going to see entrepreneurs continue to do what they do, and this should strive more should create more businesses and jobs, and I think this is part of their primary focus. But it's important also to understand that a lot of people don't realize that the UK alone would pay the European Union $26 billion a year. Ladies and gentlemen, that's $500 million a week. to be involved in the UK. And the reality is they're still going to do business. The major six industries in the world have a deep seating in the UK with employees there that are multinational companies that have operations in multiple countries, not just Europe, but in Asia, the Far East, the US, other parts of the world. So what we're seeing right now is just going to be an adjustment over the next, I don't know how long it might take. It might take be over in a week. It might take a month or 6 months or a year. But you're going to see gradual changes in capital infrastructure and business models and businesses and boards and stockholders that are going to look at things and say, okay, how can we be more profitable? One thing we do know about business as a whole is it is always striving for profit, and it's going to make adjustments based on that. So when you look at a well-diversified portfolio owning 45 countries and being in roughly 16,000 stocks around the world, understanding the concept of owning equities, diversifying and rebalancing, Friday was not a bad move for those that prudently pursue an academic approach to investing. Why? Well, because rebalancing would have happened on Friday. Rebalancing would have happened in master portfolios, and as a result of that, there would have been a lot of UK and a lot of other areas of the market that were down respectively 3, 6, 5, 8% that were on sale in a major way. And if you're sticking to an academic approach, well, and you're rebalancing a portfolio, well, there's going to be more shares of those international companies within your portfolio. So when it bounces back, which it always does, it always has, the market has always hit new highs. This is nothing new. This is not something that we haven't seen before. You know, no one knows where the next 20% move will be, but we do know where the next 100% is likely to be, and that is up. You know, we don't know where the next 20% move will be, but the next 100% move is likely to be up. So, you know, to own equities, diversify, rebalance. This is a time when it's important to recognize that for those of you that are pursuing an academic approach to investing, there's nothing to do but enjoy the entertainment aspect of what's going on with all the Chicken Little and the talking heads and all the opinions and all the stuff that's going on. But the trading and the panic and the hype is a luxury that we're going to capitalize on for those that are disciplined and recognize that that panic is going to be part of what adds to our overall portfolios long term by not taking part of all the stock picking, market timing, track record investing, and the primary things that cause your portfolio to lose returns, whether it be through chasing the market or the cost involved to chase the market. So this too shall pass. And I have found that I know with a lot of the folks that we personally work with, there is a certain confidence about understanding an academic approach to investing. And we believe that that's brought on by education and clarity. So, you know, if you're one of those folks that really doesn't have education or nothing more than someone just telling you what they're going to do, I've always liked, the should-you-know model. You know, if what you thought the best way to plan for your future and the best way to plan and do your investing turned out not to be, when would you want to know? And I have found most people trust themselves more than anybody else. And, you know, you don't have to trust people if you have a better understanding of what's going on. The challenge is, how do you get educated? Well, if you're wondering about how to get educated and you'd like to learn more, we certainly have built a business model that's designed to do that. Check out our website, faicoach.com, faicoach.com. There's videos and an array of different material and things you can get access to learn more about investing. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to be an emotional roller coaster. You don't have to deal with emotional money demons. The logic is very clear. The hooks can be well established as to when, where, and how you're going to go about doing things with investing. And so hopefully you're not panicking and not worrying, because overall, this too shall pass. This is just a speed bump in the road, the life's road of investing, if you will, and not to be worried about. Although I know those words may not offer the the confidence, if you're older and retired and do not have a well-established income plan, or you're not sure what you're doing with your investments, well, I encourage you to get educated. You want to get educated, pay for it. Free advice is about worth what you pay for it, okay? If you really want to learn what's going on and you want to get the facts, then you're going to have to pay for it. I mean, that's just a reality. Knowledge is power. The rich get richer. It's not by accident. It's by design. That's my observation anyway. I hope this finds you well. This is Paul Nichols, the Investor Coach, pulling back the curtain on the financial services and exposing the truth about money and investing. If you have any questions or anything you'd like to learn more about what we do, or have any questions on this podcast or anything related to it, our website has those phone numbers. You can directly call, you can email us. There's different ways to get a hold of us, and we would love to hear from you and be happy to answer your questions and help you have hopefully an aha moment, an epiphany, a paradigm shift that improves your lot in life and raises you up. This is what we do here at Financial Abundance. Hope this finds you well. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening, and be well. Talk to you later.